Ryan Paddy from the New Zealand Live Action Role Playing Society is here to give me a lesson in LARPing. So I'm here. When do we start hitting each other with foam sticks?
I thought we could leave that a little bit later because from my point of view, the swords are the thing you see on the surface, but the reality of a live action role playing game is all about playing a character, improvising that character in a fictional situation. A lot of games don't have costumes, they don't have weapons or anything like that. Very much like theatre, you can play it very minimalist. And so they're an artifact, you know. They're very cool, they're fun to play with, you know, but they're kind of a sporting aspect that you can bring into a LARP if you want to do things that way. You know, the people who are involved are both the audience and they're the creators at the same time. It's a little bit like how blogging has gone, you know. It used to be mainstream journalists were the only people who could reach the world, and now anyone can do it. In the same way, we've kind of democratized fiction. You know, everybody takes part. They're all creators. The actors aren't up on a pedestal. You're one of them and amongst them. It's all about sort of entertaining yourself and each other and creating a fun story while you do it. I think the difference between theatre like this play about LARP and LARP, the traditional media are quite linear. You know what the story is going to be in advance. With a live role-playing game, it's much more improvised. You don't have one protagonist. Everyone is the protagonist of their own story. And a kind of a chaos emerges from the interactions of all of these characters. And various stories emerge from that. And everybody takes their own sort of, their message home from what they experienced in the game.
Great. All right. Well, look, it's time to get the bubble wrap off and have a look at the swords. So let's unwrap them. I'll let you do that because they might be precious and I'm...
So these are actually a couple of items from my stock. I import swords from Europe and sell them here in New Zealand.
Okay. Thank you very much. It actually is foam. I was looking at a thing. I mean, what we're holding is two large, very medieval, almost fantasy-like looking swords. Mm-hmm. I've got mine in my left hand. You've got yours in your right. And they're very light because they are made out of foam, aren't they?
They are. They've got a rod of carbon fibre or fiberglass in the centre so that they stay straight.
So what could we do with these from here? That you and I could, say, agree upon two characters, a certain scenario, and then proceed from there?
Or yes, we could.
What do you want to do?
Typically what I would do is arrange a lot of things in advance.
Right.
We might, for instance, one person might write the characters for all the people in the game so that they have lots of reasons to interact, so that there's lots of drama inherent in the situation that they're playing. Because generally, if it's totally freeform, if you just suddenly say, I'm going to be this guy and I'm going to be that guy, not much comes out of it. The more the drama has been written into the situation in advance, the more flavour there is that can sort of come out during the play.
Are you a decent sword fighter?
I'm reasonably decent.
Why don't we have just a little go then, given the fact that I'm holding two microphones in my hand.
Are you left-handed?
Yeah, sometimes. Okay, so you're taking a stance. Lead me through it. What do we do?
Right, so essentially every part of your body is available as a target apart from your head.
Every part of the body is
so
available.
You can hit me anywhere with that. Okay. And start by hitting me in the arm. Sure.
Yep, hitting on the arm.
And I'll hit you in the arm just to give you a sense of what it feels like.
Right, okay.
So it's not terribly hard.
No, but it's tangible.
Do it all.
Right, well, let's have a go. Let's have a short little fight.
Okay.
You got me.
Oh. That was inevitable.
That war.
So you're supposed to be aiming for me.
Okay.
Only in Errol Flynn movies do people try to hit with swords.
Right. It's a difficult one. Oh, there, I stabbed you. Oh, sorry.
That's all right. So usually with these weapons, we don't stab.
Oh, right, okay.
But
it's always a slashing sort of...
It's not the end of the world.
Right.
It tends to damage the tips of the weapons.
Ah. Oh, did I get...
Touché, you got me on the arm.
Oh, you got me in the shin. Oh, did I get...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. So does someone give up and say, I'm dead, or do you ever need a judge?
It depends on the game. No, the idea is that everything is self-adjudicating. So a lot of games you'll have a number of hits that you can take before you are defeated. That's a typical way to do it. Sometimes if you get hit on the arm, you can't use that arm anymore.
Well, excellent. Thank you very much. I'm fairly sure you bested me, but I got in a couple of shots there.
It was pretty even, I thought.
That's Ryan Paddy from the New Zealand Live Action Role Playing Society being very polite about my sword fighting ability.